Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with another great speech by Volodymyr Zelensky, the hero of the moment, president of Ukraine. He just addressed the Canadian Parliament. He speaks to the U.S. Congress, both houses, tomorrow. And what will he say? Will it be similar to what he said in Canada? There are also reports of unbelievable violations of human decency, including looting of private homes from Ukraine, from particularly those dark parts of Ukraine that are already under Russian occupation. And the Kremlin TV... It's pretty amazing. They're making a series of demands for reparations from the U.S. after they win the war. And TV commentators are calling for the immediate use of nuclear weapons to make sure they win the war against the U.S. Part of the reparations, the return of Alaska. This is not a joke. Putin is already, I quote Putin in my book, God's Hand on America, I talk about the fact how President Putin observed the 150th anniversary of the purchase of Alaska by the United States and by Secretary Seward by saying that that Russia would have won the Cold War and the Russian Empire would have been on solid footing if they hadn't sold us Alaska. Anybody think that they should get Alaska back? I don't know, given the political situation, who knows? That is one of the demands. There's also a segregation experiment that was tried in a public school in Texas, and now the parents are furious. Why? We will get to that. And much more, a surprising poll, a really surprising poll, about where it is that college graduates want to live their lives. Where do they want to go? Do they want to go to Kyiv? Not so much right now. But we will talk about that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. There is this report from Zaporozhye, Ukraine. Russian forces are killing civilians and looting stores and homes across occupied parts of southern Ukraine, residents said, as Moscow arrested local leaders who had been elected and sought to replace them with pro-Russian collaborators. People arriving here from Russian-held areas over the weekend described hungry and undisciplined Russian troops shooting unarmed villagers, breaking into supermarkets and shops, and raiding homes in search of food and valuables to steal, as their own supply lines have failed. Valentina Hodus, 64, said they just brazenly come in without any shame. They take whatever they want. She came to Zaporozhye from the small village of Mern after days hiding in the cellar with her daughter and grandson, as Russian troops went door-to-door ransacking the houses. The neighbors who were driving a car with a Ukrainian flag were shot and killed by a Russian patrol last week. She said, "It's still there, the car with the flag, on the roadside, and their bodies are still inside." Russia said it isn't planning an occupation of Ukraine and that its forces are liberating Ukrainians. Yeah, right. It said it has hit only military targets and that any civilian casualties are the fault of what it has called Ukrainian nationalists and extremists. Russian attempts to seize Ukraine's biggest cities of Kyiv and Kharkiv in the north have stalled in the face of fierce resistance. But in a rapid advance in the first week of the war, Moscow managed to take a swath of Ukraine's southern Zaporozhia, Kherson, and Mykolaiv regions. On Saturday, that's this Saturday, members of the Kherson Regional Legislature convened by Zoom and reaffirmed their loyalty to the Ukrainian state and to President Zelensky. Our hearts are beating in the same rhythm as the rest of Ukraine, which is resisting the invaders. Kherson Mayor Ihor Kolikayev added on social media. In Melitopol, part of the Zaporozhye region, Russia on Saturday named municipal council member Galina Danilchenko to run the city and surrounding district after Russian soldiers detained and arrested the elected mayor, Ivan Fedorov, in a move President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine described as an abduction. Anti-Russian demonstrations have broken out across occupied areas. In Kherson, a week ago, thousands marched in a city center. A giant Ukrainian flag flew atop a slow-moving car that blasted a new Ukrainian pop hit. The pop hit is called Bayraktar, which celebrates the destruction of Russian convoys with drone strikes. I'm sure the Russian troops who were there love to hear that. In Melitopol on Saturday, a day after the mayor's arrest, residents walked through the streets chanting, "Melitopol, rise up! Melitopol, rise up!" Near the end, as people were starting to disperse, one of the protest leaders, Olga Gaisumova, was on the edge of the crowd when a black car drew up. Someone threw a smoke bomb into the crowd, and several black-clad men jumped from the vehicle and grabbed Ms. Gaisumova, 54 years old. On Sunday, around 1,000 Melitopol residents gathered again outside the government building that now houses Russian military headquarters, chanting, "Where is our mayor? Where is our mayor? Where is our Olga?" Look, this is going on along with the absence of heat in a very bitter winter, of food, water, medical supplies. People can't get their insulin, which means if you're diabetic, you can die. When the Russians come into the villages, they maraud in every way they can. They rob and shoot people, said Oleksandr Sitnikov, who, alongside three small children, spent nearly 2 weeks hiding in a cellar. Daria Pristupa, a former waitress, said she had to walk through the front line with her two-year-old daughter, Sophia, on Saturday. Her town of Molochansk was under Russian control, and she was desperate to escape and to try to make her way somewhere into the European Union. "There is no food, there is no salt, no sugar, no medication," she said. And Sophia, she just keeps saying, "bang, bang, bang," making the sound of explosions that are everywhere. Look, what is to be done about this? A number of people have taken a look at the possibility of the no-fly zone, and there's support for that by some in Congress. But there's a much better idea, which was put forward today by two former national security advisors in the Bush administration. It's actually an idea that would not lead to an escalation of the war, but would lead to relief. It takes a leaf from the pages of history and the history of Harry Truman and the airlift to Berlin to supply Berlin when the Russians were trying to starve it out. So how would this airlift work? And what would it be involved with? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with Doug Schoen, who has done business in Ukraine, knows the country well, and talks about how much longer this war could go on and what the ultimate results are likely to be. We will be getting to that and to debates over segregation and where's the best place to live and more right here in the United States. Also, a poll shows a majority of Americans think Biden will not run again for the presidency. Could they be right? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a dramatic response to all those people who think we have a do-nothing Congress that gets nothing done. This is an epic triumph, I guess, for some, in terms of impacting the way that Americans live and the way that we organize our lives. The Senate has just passed. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Because you'll remember this day. The Senate has just passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. permanent, meaning that America will never again have to worry about changing its clocks if this bill passes the House, where it's controversial. This is called the Sunshine Protection Act. And the answer from a beautiful Seattle is, what sunshine? It's called the Sunshine Protection Act. It would make daylight savings permanent in 2023. The bill was co-sponsored by Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democrat of Rhode Island, and Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, appropriately the Sunshine State. Whitehouse wrote in a tweet, "It's time to brighten the coldest months with an extra hour of afternoon sun." The measure still needs approval from the House of Representatives, and then it would have to be signed by President Joe Biden. I don't know yet where he stands on the sunshine issue. And whether this bill is fairly... I mean, there are people, serious people, who talk about economic consequences and other consequences of daylight savings time. I don't think it's a good idea even for half the year, let alone for the whole year. But we shall see. meanwhile, in the other part of the world, another media story, and the media story... There's a story about a remarkable woman whose name is Marina Ovsyannikova. And, that's Ovsyannikova. And she's a Russian employee of the leading network in Moscow who stood up with that sign. And the picture really says a thousand words. They have the Putin-approved anchor woman who was delivering the news, and Marina Ovsyannikova stands behind her with a big sign that says in English, "No war." And the rest of us, as she says in her message, that what is going on in Ukraine is a crime, and the bottom is signed by Russians Against War, which is terrific. She burst onto the set of Russian state TV's flagship evening news program on Monday, and she denounced the government propaganda. A striking moment of public protest as the Kremlin cracks down on any criticism of its invasion in Ukraine. She was taken away. She was detained. Now they have announced that she is going to be punished with a fine of 30,000 rubles. And that's Russian court has already ordered that punishment. Now, that sounds pretty harsh until you realize that thanks to our sanctions, those 30,000 rubles are worth $280. Okay. As still, yeah, for people going through economic hardship in Moscow, this is still a remarkable act of courage. And she said to the press, the Western press, "Unfortunately, I've been working at Channel 1 during recent years, working on Kremlin propaganda. And now I am very ashamed. I am ashamed that I've allowed the lies to be said on the TV screens. I am ashamed that I let the Russian people be zombified." She ended with a call to action, alluding to the high price of dissent in Russia. "It is only in our power to stop this madness. Take to the streets. Do not be afraid," she said. "They cannot jail us all." Look, this is remarkable. And if that spreads among the Russian population, it can have a profound impact. Meanwhile, there are two different pieces in the Wall Street Journal about an idea to help stop suffering and to put Vladimir Putin on the spot. Douglas Feith and John Hanna, who are two brilliant guys who both worked at one time for the George W. Bush administration, both of them say that what we need now is an airlift that could save Ukraine. They write, the goal would be to provide food, medicine, and other non-military supplies for days, weeks, and maybe longer. Countries viewed as not hostile to Russia, perhaps Brazil, Egypt, India, and the United Arab Emirates, could take the lead in flying planes into Ukraine. Such an effort would put international pressure on Russia, which claims, however disingenuously, to support humanitarian land corridors for Ukrainian refugees. Vladimir Putin would either consent and facilitate distribution of supplies or provoke more denunciations of Russia for its inhumanity. Even if criticism doesn't move him, his top lieutenants may worry about their image and their vulnerability to war crimes trials. This proposal may aggravate whatever divisions exist within Mr. Putin's team and trigger further anti-war sentiment among ordinary Russians. At the same time, an airlift would counter Russia's strategy to besiege the Ukrainian people. It would boost Ukrainian morale and increase international efforts to aid Ukraine. Countries around the world can contribute humanitarian supplies. This would give them more to do to help Ukraine than simply vote for United Nations resolutions. A humanitarian airlift would be an acceptable alternative to a no-fly zone. A no-fly zone would create huge risks of escalation and has been widely rejected by U.S. and European leaders. An airlift has much better chances of receiving bipartisan support and broad international backing. Instead of threatening to shoot down Russian planes, a humanitarian airlift would force Russia either to consent or threaten to shoot down planes from non-threatening countries full of humanitarian supplies. It seems to me a very reasonable proposal. Elsewhere in the Wall Street Journal, they have an editorial that suggests that this is a meritorious suggestion that ought to be put in place right away. There is more. Gary Kasparov, who knows something about Russian repression, former international chess champion, become U.S. citizen and activist on behalf of freedom, sanity, and decency. And we'll be speaking with Doug Schoen, who has made his own pleas for relief for Ukraine and has a big-picture perspective, having worked over there considerably. We will be right back on the Medved Show with Doug Schoen.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden will be traveling to Brussels next week to meet with NATO leaders in his first visit to Europe since Russian President Vladimir Putin began his violent invasion of Ukraine. At the Show of Unity on March 24th, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden will reaffirm our ironclad commitment to NATO allies. His trip follows the prime ministers of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic heading to Kyiv as the shelling continues there in a show of support support to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky despite the danger on the ground. The U.S. Producer Price Index, which tracks what American producers get paid for their goods and services on average over time, rose by just over 10% for the 12-month period ending in February, not adjusted for seasonal swings, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a faster pace of price increases than economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to talk to Doug Schoen. He is a political consultant, a leading pollster, a veteran political strategist who has worked for Mike Bloomberg when he was a Republican mayor of New York City. He's worked for President Clinton when he was a Democratic president of the United States. And he's gone after both sides, Republicans and Democrats, when they are irresponsible and destructive of the national interest. And recently, you've been pretty harsh on Democrats. You're talking about Democrats being headed for an electoral Armageddon. Do you think that Ukraine, which is obviously first of mind, top of mind for everybody in the country, Republican and Democratic, sane and even deeply troubled, it's an important issue. Does that change anything politically here in the United States as we look forward to the election in November?
You know, I don't think so, Michael. As we sit here, we're in a dynamic situation. It could change literally from day to day, hour to hour. But candidly, I think the American people after Afghanistan want strong and decisive action. And while I think every right-thinking person is pleased that the Western alliance has held up, I also think there's a sense that there's more that can be done, should be done, and needs to be done, and that America was, if anything, not taking the leadership role that it could have before Putin invaded.
Yeah, but again, before Putin invaded, this was a point that David Leonhard in the New York Times has brought up, is that we had literally months of advance warning. And wouldn't it have at least given Putin some second thoughts about invading if we had actually sent some NATO troops into, and not just U.S., but our other NATO allies, into Ukraine so that there would be at least a demonstration of a defensive determination by the United States.
Well, I think there's a lot more we could have done. We certainly could have done more to give them Javelins and Stinger missiles. We could have certainly made it clear that we were going to stand together in a forthright manner against the Russian invasion. I am, as we sit here today, not going to second guess the decision not to send, or just not to send troops into Ukraine, though I do note with interest that the military base in western Ukraine that the Russians hit a day or so ago was within 15 miles of the Polish border. So I guess in general terms, yes, to David Leonhardt's point, specifically as to whether that individual decision was the right or wrong one, but the general point you're making and he was making is undeniably right. We were late to the party, and we could have deterred Putin, I think, with a much more assertive and aggressive approach on a multiplicity of fronts.
Okay, you have been an advisor to both political parties. Right now, it does look, according to all the polling, like the Democrats are in very serious trouble in 2022, in the upcoming congressional elections this year. The presidential elections in 2024 are so unpredictable that there's a big new poll today. Most people don't believe Biden will even run. What should the Democrats do to turn around this perception that they're dead man walking? It's a perception you share, looking toward a potential Democratic blowout.
Yeah, I have a very different view, Michael, than the Democratic leadership. I am not for tweaking Build Back Better. I am for basically abandoning it. I am for seeking to do a grand compromise on immigration, tighten the border and do a pathway to citizenship, certainly propose that. I'm for taking a much tougher stand on a number of social and cultural issues, educational issues, and I'm for trying to do everything we can to pare back spending, because I think the American people, and I certainly believe that the big spending of the first year of the Biden administration is inexorably linked to inflation that at the very least is not going to be transitory. Those are a couple of things I would do, but candidly, I would govern in a bipartisan way, in a way that is different from and distinctive from the way the administration is heretofore operated.
If you had your guess, do you believe that President Biden will in fact run for re-election?
I do not think he will. My best guess is the Democrats get trounced in the midterms, and President Biden decides shortly thereafter to make himself a lame duck president.
And does he try to install a Kamala Harris as leader of the Democratic Party?
I suspect he will not. I'm sure he would not say anything negative, but I doubt that he will seek to facilitate her nomination. And I was at an event in Florida on Friday night, Michael, and one of the more prominent guests at this event was Senator Cory Booker, and I took his presence outside New Jersey at an event in Florida to be a sign that at the very least he is available and considering running for president should that opportunity present itself.
If you were, put your Republican hat on for just a moment,
sure,
as if you were advising Republicans, who would you, wouldn't you relish the opportunity of running against Kamala Harris if she were the candidate for president?
Nothing would please me more if I was a Republican. I would say that the Republicans need to do some version of what Rick Scott has proposed, but I would suggest that the notion that everybody has to pay a little in taxes is both substantively and politically not a winner with the American people.
Right. That's clearly the case. Which Democratic potential candidate would give you most fear if you were a Republican looking at 2024?
I'm going to say it, you're going to disagree, and we'll both smile, but I think it's Hillary Clinton.
You had said that before. Hillary Clinton more formidable candidate than Donald Trump again?
I don't know. I think the polls are relatively close between the two. Both have large negatives and significant positives, and I can't say that it would be the best thing that would happen to America, but what is certain is that ratings for our cable channels would go up and go up substantially if those two are the candidates.
Speaking of debates, what about the Iran deal? A good move by Biden to go back into the Iran nuclear deal?
I think it's a bad move. It's tantamount to doing sanctions against the Russians on one hand, and on the other hand, giving them control of the process with Iran, particularly in the day after the Iranians had hit a site very close to our embassy or consulate in Iraq. So I'm deeply troubled by the Iran deal. I know the Israelis are too, and this is a very, very worrisome sign to me.
There's nothing, no shortage of worrisome signs, but maybe even some reasons for hope. I think you know people in Ukraine, including Viktor Pinchuk, who has a moving column today saying that sympathy isn't enough for Ukraine. So what is? We will get to that and to more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
When you
your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia, that's the homeland of Mrs. Trump, are traveling to Kyiv on a European Union mission to show the support for Ukraine as the capital is being hit by Russian airstrikes. It's very unusual for, obviously, heads of state, heads of government in this case, to actually travel into the middle of the war zone. It is a big expression of solidarity. The Polish Prime Minister wrote on Facebook this morning, this is not about us. It is about our children who deserve to live in a world without tyranny. That was the message as well from President Zelensky addressing the Canadian Parliament earlier today. Here is what it sounded like. This is clip 13 through a translator. Listen.
And I would like you to feel this, what we feel every day. We want to live, and we want to be victorious. We want to prevail for the sake of life. Can you imagine when you call your friends, your friendly nation, and you ask, please close the sky, close the airspace, please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities until you make this happen? And they, in return, they express their deep concerns about the situation. When we talk to with our partners, and they say, please hold on a little longer.
That's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the Canadian Parliament. And then he added this. Before he got a 3-minute standing ovation from the Canadian House of Commons. Listen, this is clip 13B.
Some people are talking about trying to avoid the escalation. and at the same time, in response to our aspiration to become members of NATO, we also do not hear a clear answer. Sometimes we don't see obvious things. It's a dire straits, but it also allowed us to see who our real friends are over the last 20 days.
And again, most nations in the world, there are 141 nations that voted with Ukraine in a resolution demanding that Putin stop his war. And again, there are also voices at home in Russia, like Marina Ovsyannikova, who put up that sign, got into trouble working for a Russian broadcaster. Her rather brave individual act, which has been inspiring around the world and getting a great deal of appropriate attention, this is the way it was covered, clip 8.
Российский премьер подчеркнул, надо усилить сотрудничество в рамках союзного государства, а на совещании в правительстве обсуждали, как сохранить доступность.
Okay, that was the what you heard there was the broadcaster, the somewhat glamorous lead broadcaster for TV One, the flagship for the Russian state, and what you heard was Marina Ovsyannikova pulling up behind her with her sign on no war. And again, an administrative fine today of 30,000 rubles or $280. In other news, a Ukrainian official has now accused Russian forces of holding people captive at a hospital in Mariupol. And there is a moving, I mentioned this because one of the richest people in Ukraine is an oligarch. He's actually made his money originally building pipe. He has a PhD in engineering, and he was engineering pipe, and because there were pipes going through Ukraine, he made money on that. His name is Viktor Pinchuk, and he says, I know sending us planes and weapons is risky, but the risks of inaction are even greater for the West. And he wrote the following: we thank you for the food, for the money, for the sympathy and the painted blue and yellow flags, but if you want to save us, Ukraine needs planes, anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles, armed drones and other weapons of war. So I beg our friends in the West, please give Ukraine the planes and other weapons it needs now. Stop buying coal and oil from Russia. Don't think about it. Don't evaluate options. Don't consider. Just do it. Time is life. I ask the European Union to make Ukraine a candidate for membership. An independent Ukraine belongs in the EU. I know these actions entail risks, but in a deadly fight, you can't help without taking risks. And there are even greater risks to inaction. What will happen if you let Russia tear up the international system, destroy a sovereign nation, commit mass murder? The aggressor can be stopped only with force. We have to match Russia's brutality with our speed, our decisiveness, and our determination. We cannot keep worrying that the aggressor will escalate. We must make him worry that we can also escalate. Ukraine will never be beaten, says Viktor Pinchuk. But many Ukrainians will die, their families will be destroyed, their cities will turn into rubble. These are ordinary peace-loving people who have never thought of attacking anyone, who only seek a life of peace and tranquility and aspire to be a modern European country. When Hitler's forces, he writes, were converging on Britain in February of 1941, Churchill said to Franklin Roosevelt and the world, give us the tools and we will finish the job. That's what Ukrainians ask for today. The tools to defeat a brutal tyrant who has attacked a peace-loving, free democracy because it is a free democracy. You have a chance to stand up to evil. Take a risk. Trust your conscience. Save the values and ideals of the West. In this moment of crisis, Ukrainians don't say, SOS, save our souls. Ukrainians' lives are in danger, but our souls are safe. We say to you, save your souls. It's a powerful message, and it comes perfectly timed with Zelensky planning to address the ongoing question is, what do you do at this stage in the conflict where there is no hint of some kind of climactic military confrontation? That's not happening. But surely the idea of a humanitarian airlift for Ukraine, that idea put forth by Doug Feith, who I hope will join us on the show soon, and John Hanna, that idea of a humanitarian airlift is a tremendous idea and a totally appropriate. Because Putin says he wants humanitarian aid to flow to Ukraine. Okay, if he does, they should be able to arrange for planes to come in. If Putin refuses to do that, then it becomes very clear to even his few supporters in the world, even those people in the United States, including some members of Congress in both parties, who want to blame their political opponents here in the United States for what is happening, rather than attaching the blame rightly to Vladimir Putin. My piece yesterday in Wall Street Journal, over at the website there, got a pretty good response, though I'm not sure a happy response from the Kremlin, where I was describing President Putin as Vlad the Mad. We will see about that. Coming back, we will also talk about madness right here in the United States, including the desperate possibility that neither of the two leading candidates, Trump nor Biden, will actually be running in 2024. Why do people believe that? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smoothskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.